Hello,
my name is Jordan, and in this podcast is sponsored by Barks and Biscuits. They basically specialize in gourmet treats. Let me tell you, your dog will be so delighted when they smell these treats. Please use promo code ILOVEBISCUITS to receive 20% off your first purchase. So today, I will be addressing a really big issue. As we all know, pit bulls are a marginalized group in society. They have been stereotyped as an aggressive breed their whole life. It is just like an annoying flea that you can't get rid of. Bobby Yu, CEO of Paws Humane in Columbus, exclaims, "Studies have shown that dog bite stories involving pit bull type dogs are published significantly more often in more newspapers than, say, bite stories involving collies. This contributes to the media hype covered by reporters. They are being completely selfish and totally disregarding the pit bull's well-being." Another contributor to organizations being stereotypical against pit bulls is the PETA organization. One PETA employee reported, "This pit bull was wagging its tail, jumping, an obvious friendly dog, not feral, while receiving praise, treats, and getting pet by the two PETA employees. It was the end of my shift, so I was cleaning and restocking, which required me to go in the shed for supplies. I saw the two PETA employees take the pit bull into the shed's euthanasia room. I heard the PETA employees talking to the dog and trying to calm it down as it whined. Later, they opened the door and I saw the pit bull deceased on the table." Now, this truly breaks my heart. Organizations such as PETA have the audacity to take a sweet dog's life away. It is mainly based on how their owner raises them. So basically, any kind of breed can be aggressive. So maybe humans are technically the aggressive ones here. We are killing them. We are poorly raising them. We are allowing this stereotype to define this breed. We are at fault here. How do we stop this unrighteous treatment towards this group? People need to stop always just assuming the worst out of pit bulls. We need to stop funding organizations such as PETA and start funding organizations such as the Pet Coalition of Muskie and Harris Counties. People need to understand that pit bulls are loyal, people-oriented, family-friendly dogs. Another problem is that people are defining the square heads and the stockiness of this dog as a negative aspect. They are becoming immune to this lie. They're being discriminated based on human attributes. Are humans the cause of this controversy? Are we ever going to realize the inhumane actions we have done to this breed? Or are we just going to take the easy way out and blame the breed? Imagine this. You have worked all day long. You are dreading to come home. Because once you come home, you have to start your long day over again. However, imagine coming home with your pit bull fully running right at you, wagging its tail crazy, jumping up and down on its two front legs, running around in circles. And then once you sit down, an extra 50 pounds is added to your lap, and your face is all wet. Now, what dog owner would not want this in their life? Or, sorry, is this too aggressive for you?